just this past October, the World Health Organization classified outdoor air pollution as a human carcinogen. The longer we fail to take the steps necessary to reduce air pollution, the more of our friends, family members, neighbors, and coworkers we will see suffering air pollution's harmful effects. Air pollution can hinder our ability to breathe, rob us of our ability to enjoy our best quality of life possible, and it can even cut our lives short.
That's Jeff Seiler, President and CEO of the American Lung Association of the Northeast, opening a conference call to discuss the ALA's air quality findings. 9 New York counties received Fs for smog or ozone pollution. Bronx, Chautauqua, Jefferson, New York, Queens, Rockland, Richmond, Suffolk, and Westchester, compared with just 5 in the 2013 report. Michael Seelback is Vice President of Public Policy and Communications for ALA of the Northeast.
8.8 million New Yorkers live in counties with failing air quality. That's double the number of people who are living in counties with failing air back in 2013.
Albany County earned a C for its smog levels, same as a year ago.
4 counties in the state improved their grades for ozone in this year's report: Franklin, Putnam, Rensselaer, and Saratoga. With Franklin and Saratoga receiving A's this year, Utica Row made the list of cleanest cities for ozone pollution, which means they had no days during this period of unhealthy levels of ozone pollution.
Seelback called for several steps to improve the air New Yorkers breathe, including protecting the Clean Air Act and cleaning up coal-fired power plants and wood-burning devices, while pushing for adequate funding for states to monitor air pollution.
We must make sure that in a continued tough budget climate, we're not using limited state resources to incentivize the use of dirty technology like biomass combustion. We need to seriously increase the amount of renewable energy sources being used. We need to retire the oldest, dirtiest power plants in the state, especially the coal-fired plants. We must decrease carbon pollution. We must decrease the use of outdoor wood boilers. And we must finally fully implement the state's Diesel Emissions Reduction Act, which has continued to see its implementation stifled.
Seelback reiterated the ALA's stance that New York should not lift the de facto moratorium on hydrofracking until the state can ensure that air quality is not going to be compromised by industrialization. The 2014 report uses data gathered from 2010 through 2012. Los Angeles is listed as having the nation's worst air pollution. Bangor, Maine has the cleanest air of all areas tested. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.